Hello, and welcome to the weekly FBC podcast. I'm Stephen Dorman. But first, coffee. All right, let's talk. This week's topic from last Sunday's sermon is love and lust. Today, I just want to focus on love. What is love? This is a good question. It is a topic that philosophers have thought deeply about for thousands of years. However, a better question would be, what does the Bible say about love? Given that the Bible is God's word and God cannot lie, what the Bible says is true about anything is therefore true. So, what does the Bible say specifically about love's nature? Well, the Bible says that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. What can we learn about the nature of love from these verses? We can learn at least three things. 1. Love is an attribute or characteristic of persons. Patience or kindness does not exist on its own, neither does love. Rather, it is a property of persons. For example, Steve is kind, or Bob is patient. This wouldn't apply to something like a table or a rock. Tables cannot be kind or loving in the same sense that people can. A table can look lovely, but cannot do an act of love. Neither can a table be kind or evil. We might say the table is evil when it falls on our foot, but we really don't mean that the table has intentionally done an evil act against us. So, love is something only persons can do. If the world is going to be more loving, it is up to us, not tables. Number 2. Love is a verb. If you have ever listened to the old Christian rock band DC Talk, you probably are already aware of this point by the song with the same title. Love is manifested in our actions. It is something that we do that adds to what we are as a person. This is in contrast to something like your hair color or age. Love manifests itself in actions. Number 3. The reason why love never ends is because God is love, 1 John 4:8, and God never ends. God is also a person in the sense that he has a consciousness that can think about things and intentionally choose to do things. God, either with himself in the Holy Trinity or in relation to others, is always loving. In other words, God was always loving, is loving now, and will always love. After all, God is an omnibenevolent or all-loving being. We should expect nothing less from such a being. To sum up, the Bible shows that love is an attribute of persons. It is a verb, and love will never end, because God is always loving. Amen.